Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is bang that like button like it's Sydney Sweeney in a sundress, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number 1, 70% of prison inmates, juvenile offenders, drug addicts, and high school dropouts are raised by single mothers. Being a single mother is the number one reason for child poverty. But if you point any of this out, then you're a misogynist. On the other hand, single father households do almost as well as households with two parents. What does that tell you about who really raises the children properly? Masculinity is not toxic, it's femininity that is. Up next, if you don't want to commit to Mercedes and her four kiddos, then move along. Just looking at her makes my soul vomit. But at least she's being transparent about what she'd be getting if you were with her. Someone needs to check back on her in a few years because I guarantee you, she'll be over 100 pounds heavier. She reminds me more of an ugly tractor instead of a Mercedes, with more red flags than a CCP military parade. On the bright side, the children are white. Number 3, what was this woman thinking getting this tattoo? How much do you want to bet that she comes from a single mother household? I should start a tattoo removal business because in 10 years, business will be a booming, as Gen Z and Gen Alpha start to see tattoos as being uncool. You also know that some simps will marry her and say, I can fix her. Women like her are now celebrating their shame. Moving on, this woman is upset because when she was swiping to the right on Tinder, she saw her own boyfriend, and now wonders if men can actually be loyal. But she wants people to stop asking her what she was doing on Tinder in the first place. She was doing the same thing he was doing, but of course he has to be shamed for it. Based on this, it looks like her boyfriend is her soulmate and they deserve each other. Number 5, here's Marshall Mathers or Eminem with his parents back in 1973. Is that really his father or is that Jeffrey Dahmer? Eminem rapped about how his father abandoned him and how his father only contacted him again after he became famous. I can't believe his father updated his look and added a pedo mustache and mullet in the 80s. Maybe he didn't really abandon him and that's just the story that the mother made up. The reason he succeeded is because he was bullied and constantly struggling, and it gave him a lot of grit. Up next, what happened to SpongeBob? Looks like it's been updated for modern audiences. Maybe it's an alternate universe. And if it is, then I'll take SpongeBob there. Then again, I think I'll pass and return this cursed meme. I'd rather wear this Alien vs. Predator t-shirt instead. It's not as perverted as SpongeBob. Number 7, this Thomas Sowell quote explains why communism always fails. Because you want your fair share of what someone else has worked for. Once you take from others, they stop producing. And then all of a sudden, there's nothing left to take. I can't wait for a post-scarcity world where the losers can't take from the winners to make up for their own inadequacies, because everyone will have whatever they want. I'm predicting the losers will be ignored and demand that the algorithms give them attention instead of the more interesting people online. Moving on, do you lose your appetite and say, I don't want those wings anymore, when you go to Hooters and see this waitress there? Her backside looks as curvy as an ironing board, and as flat as Taylor Swift's. I also think she needs to use some of her tips on a gym membership and start doing some squats. I guess Hooters is so desperate for waitresses these days that they hired someone that looks like a grandma. Number 9 is when Meloni, the ruler of Italy, really thinks of Sunak and Macron. She leans away from them and wrecks the photo op and looks sort of like Hillary Clinton when she saw the balloons. But here's what she looks like in the same place with Javier Milei, leaning forward and having a good time with them. Here's another photo where they look like they're getting on together well. I found a whole bunch, so it's not a coincidence. Up next, here are Toronto's most wanted criminals. Do you notice a pattern? I certainly do. Almost all of them have facial hair, and I don't know this for a fact, but I think that all of them are studying to be engineers and doctors. They are wanted for ending people, and the city will pay you a reward for finding most of them. I think I found another similarity. They're all on the darker spectrum of light. Number 11, Bill Belichick, age 72, is dating a 24-year-old former cheerleader. That's great, because this means that DiCaprio will be in his 70s and still dating women in their early 20s. And I'll enjoy the next two or three decades of Waymon losing their minds as he keeps getting older and older, but the woman keeps staying the same age. Being with the man that's rich and famous is an aphrodisiac for women. Meanwhile, the only way Madonna can keep getting together with young guys is if she morphs into an alien. Moving on, leftists don't know what to do now that the Harvard Hospital claims that babies know in the wombs if they're transgender or not. So leftoids have a tough choice. Is a fetus a clump of cells, or is the baby in the womb transgender? I guess reproductive rights are about to be labeled as transphobic. This is a transgenocide. But it's abortions and not transphobes. Because they abort their trans babies and that's why they want to recruit kids from others. Number 13, this single mom influencer is under fire for spending $17,000 a month after asking followers to basically give her money to help take care of her kids. And you know that it's mostly married simps that send money to women like this. Boomers are causing this. Maybe some of those simp bucks go towards helping her look her best orange color, like you see in the picture on the left. Here we have the I can afford to pay for my kids' school lunch starter pack. Only the essentials, I see. Up next, this trans swimmer's former teammate demands an apology for being forced to undress with him 18 times a week. Him. Is this woman misgendering her? In this clown world, it's a trans swimmer who is the one that deserves an apology for having her feelings hurt. Plus, I'm sure she was traumatized too, being forced to look at that woman's front hole. I enjoy clown world when it makes women suffer for going along with it and not fighting back. Number 15, the ideal woman doesn't exist, regardless of what the trad cucks tell you, and women putting on a disguise of being a trad wife. In the future, however, there'll be ideal wives, and we will 3D print them or get them off an assembly line. The real ones are just perpetual petty adult toddlers addicted to drama, and trying to ruin your fun and peace and quiet. Moving on, now that this woman is a powerful boss babe, she's going to marry a rich, handsome male. The man says, now that he's rich and handsome, he's going to date a 26-year-old Hooters waitress. Hopefully not the one from earlier. Feminists waste their lives working and thinking that Chad is on the other end, waiting for them like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. In their mid to late 30s, they panic and have kids and then divorce grape the poor soul that fell for their hole. Number 17, after Alex Jones lost his trial and lost control of InfoWars, the Sandy Hook family now demands to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts too. They want to prevent him from making money again, but he'll just start new ones and grow his follower base and start all over again. They can't stop him. Up next, Alyssa is 27 with a mixed son, and if you don't like it, you can move along. Looks like she doesn't want to get her hopes up anymore. She might as well announce that she has gonorrhea too. Where are all the good men that'll wife her up? It looks like all the good guys ended up moving along. Moving along like that father did. But I'm sure that there's some simps out there that'll get their hopes up and think that the kid is half Asian. Number 19, Indian Cyclops here says that lonely fools is proof that women are okay being objectified, as long as they get paid for it. They don't want to be objectified by unattractive men, unless those men pay for that privilege. They're perfectly fine being objectified by the Chads, Vlads, and Tyrones. If they get $4.99 a month from 10,000 men, they're perfectly fine with it. But if only one man buys them a $3.99 coffee on a date, they hate him for it and expect more. Moving on, 35% of primary school kids in the Austrian capital are Muslims. Islam is slowly taking over the Western world. The West will eventually fight back with AI and robots. The Islamic ideology will not be able to survive when that happens. Plus, let's not forget that fertility rates fall fastest in urban centers, and migrants don't want to live in the countryside. Muslim populations will grow for decades to come, but eventually their fertility will also fall. Albania is at 1.55 fertility, and Kosovo and Bosnia are well below replacement, and there are a lot of Muslims there. Not to mention North Africa and Turkey as well. Affluent Western lifestyles will wreck Muslim fertility everywhere eventually. Number 21, we as kings are complaining that a white guy is playing an Egyptian. But this is Rami Malek, and he's actually Egyptian. Just because Egypt is in Africa doesn't mean it's sub-Saharan Africa. After Alexander the Great, many Egyptians were from mixed Greek and Egyptian background. They say that the Sphinx also used to look like this. Yeah, I don't buy it either. Up next, feminists promote gender equality, but are really promoting female supremacy with male slavery. Even the ancient Greek philosophers knew that. Female supremacy doesn't work if men go their own way and refuse to submit to women's authority. When feminists take over and eventually fail, they will cry that it's men's fault that feminism failed, because we should have stopped feminism before it even started. It's always our fault. Number 23, Lime scooters will shut down if driven over a pride flag, crosswalk in Spokane, Washington. I guess their new motto is ideology over safety. In other news, an ever-increasing number of Lime scooters now have tire marks on their mangled frames. Just wait until they do this to electric vehicles next. Just wait and see. As for the scooters, a bunch of people should rent them, ride them over the flag, and then shut them down right there and walk away. Moving on, this tipsy teacher with the blood alcohol level twice the legal limit will not face any charges, because it's not illegal to teach while drunk. In fact, I had a drunk English teacher, and no one said anything about it. That was in the 90s. This is also in California today, where you can do anything you want and never get prosecuted. Besides, I'm sure that the teachers union will also protect her. Number 25 and the last one, we have an e-girl that hit the wall and went from a solid 8 to a solid 3. The lesbian haircut is not doing her any favors either. At least she didn't put on any weight and is wearing the same shirt from 2 years ago. The tattoos are a massive red flag on her massive mammaries. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.